Yeah,
it is. Somebody else thought that was a good idea at the time, lately, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, sometimes you wonder, so you do wonder. Mm-hmm. No, but I'll get on the case for that. I'm away the next 2 days, but I'll be back after that.
The talk's in April.
Oh, right, that gives me a bit of time to...
Yeah.
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 Some
of
your
legs are
just
going to
take
them. Yeah.
Oh!
That is what I've used was first it was built, fire in the middle of the floor. That's drawn from memory and stories I've heard. But the fire in the middle of the floor...
Uh-huh.
And but in Kidderminster, of course, there's a hole in the roof, but we are more sophisticated there.
Oh, I see, yes.
The lattice alum there is out in the gable.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Here is the sea bank where the water supply stood.
Right.
Here is the quern leather or the quern side. Mm-hmm. Various holes for storage space, and so whether this was for cats or hens to come in, I don't know.
Oh, I think drafting. I've seen that at Corrigal right enough. They've got them built into the walls.
Uh-huh. And of course a boss press, a stone built press.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
that's very different from Scarabrae when you think about it. Really, you still need the same things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing I could never understand. There's a box bed built in.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And at the back was a recess. Now, whether that was for smuggled goods to be hidden or a hiding place in press gang times, I don't know, but it was something like that.
Yeah.
I think my favourite press gang story, I read it, is the one where the man saw them coming and took his clothes off and jumped in a bed of nettles. And then he got dressed again and waited for the press gang to catch him. And so he turned up on ship and he turned to the doctor and looked, the blimes all over him. Send this man back ashore immediately. But the story goes that he put in the ship's boat and nobody would go with him. So he'd row himself back to land and supposedly kept the boat, but convinced that.
That's certainly imaginative enough.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a letter before the DC envelopes or stamps?
No, I can't say I have.
Well, that is one. It was folded.
Oh, is he just folded up and franked then, was it? Rather than stamp, it would be a frank on it.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. That came a long way then, didn't it? Right. Mister, is that Nicholas Leith?
Aye.
Stennis by Stromness, Orkney, and it came all the way. Yeah, 1814.
Aye.
Goodness sake. D. Cleghorn from Edinburgh. 15th of March, 1814. Here, well, that's just past its 200th birthday.
Oh, recent that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. I've received your letter of the 4th. I'm not sure what that one is. Right. Yeah. Sending receipt to Mr. Betty's Press for £33 two and two. Good heavens.
So that was sending our preparations in hand for Magnus's centenary is coming next year.
Of course, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness. Yeah. Do something about that. Being the wages due your is that your brother? Late brother, William.
Oh, yes.
Also, the copy will and...
Copy.
Is it will? No.
Copy.
Right. And a copy check from the Navy office. The sum due after deducting the something of the discharge is £31.19 in... I don't know if that's an A or a zero. As stated in my letter of 8th January last, this sum I have this day paid into Sir somebody?
William
Forbes' bank.
Ah, that's it. That's it, yes. I hand over a receipt to you as directed. and enclose it. Please acknowledge receipt of this letter, and I am, sir...
Your obedient servant.
Is that what it is? Uh-huh. Oh, very good, yes. Very good, look at that.
Is that the Queen? That letter that I was saying about Christian Robertson, that was about the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly had money swashing about.
Clear, and it's a lot of money?
Yes, because she's talking about money that they forwarded to her because Christian Robertson looked after the money for them.
Oh, right.
And then it was £31 because she was in that business and she was also a relative.
Yeah, that's not to be sneezed at, that.
Yeah, I don't know how they'll get it. Sailor's pay would hardly mean anything like that.
No, that's what I'm thinking.
Well,
unless
you see, William died on the voyage to Mauritius. Mm-hmm. And he left a will then, living down to Nicol. Well, who did he get the money? You see, man, and all that too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was before he died, this letter. Mm-hmm. It was transcribed and dead, and it's 21 pounds.
Can you get that in there, all right?
But they used to have a postal address, the sign of the wheat sheep, New Gravel Lane, Wapping Docks, Linden. It's been bombed up, so it's no, you can't get New Gravel Lane.
No, but I've been in the Docklands Museum actually. And it's quite fascinating. They've got maps of how it all was and various things there because it's so different.
Mm.
Aye.
I mean, it's all...
I found a map that specifies New Gravel Lane.
Yeah,
that's
mm-hmm.
So, right. Okay, then. Well, that's really good. And you know what? When you went through those pictures showing what all the tools were, that can... You know what we can put on the website? We can put that picture up and then we can have the words coming up and then we can have you speaking. It'll be perfect. It'll be really... It'll bring it to the whole thing to life to hear it. Yes. I just thought when you were doing that, you know, I thought that's just going to be great.
Did I ever show you that?
No.
That's sunrise on the shortest day at the Ring of Rodger.
That's a beautiful picture.
Well, that's the only double stone.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's one stone split. I say it's two stones deliberately set there for the 18th slot. It marks exactly the shortest day.
Yes, well, it looks... I don't know enough about these things to comment on that, but it looks beautiful. It looks,
yes, I'm wondering whether the trucks had the two stones there, and the one obviously it's a split stone.
Well, therefore they obviously...
Anyway, next week, that.